Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is part 125 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And we have letters to read this evening and a real strong message of the kingdom of God and how it's here on earth right now. And therefore, the ones that are of the kingdom of heaven on this earth are to do the Lord's will on earth as it is done in heaven. And so if you're not doing that, well, then you better hurry up and do it because the Lord's coming back to earth again. This is going to be program 227, and if you'd like a copy of it, we have audio tapes of it and also CDs. Please specify what you want. And it's absolutely free, and postage and handling is taken care of. And Sharon will tell you how to receive a copy of either the audio tape or the CD at the end of the program. Right now, here's a singer that first was on my record label when I was promoting him in 1967. Susie told me I was just a young Christian at the time that the Lord wanted me to promote him. Norman Kay from the Mary Kay Trio and also the Norman Kay Realty in Las Vegas is the one that brought him to me. And he's an opera singer. And he's actually known to be the world's greatest singer. And he was on my label, Kalamo Records. Ernie Freeman and Joe Leahy conducted the sessions. I sold him when the Lord said, okay, you've proven that you're not crazy for believing in me and giving your whole career up and giving up that Beatles album. I still own the Beatles album. I did the promotion for Pete Best of the Beatles. And many other artists. I'm the one that started the 20 original hits. You can't buy it in the store. It's the same record offer that you see a Time Life and Warner's promoting all the time. They copied my method of selling records. And right now, I'd like you to hear. I tried to talk Rovan into doing Christian music, but he just wanted to be in the secular world, but there's a couple of songs that he did record, and one is the Lord's Prayer, which is in the Bible, and you're going to be able to hear him right now. This cut is not on my record label. It's on RCA Victor. This is the company that I sold him to when the Lord told me to come back and just be in the gospel field. This is Rovan singing the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Young Ravon was working in a lumber yard when Norman K. brought him to me, and 90 days after that, he was the star of the Dunes Hotel over a cast of 100 in the Casino de Paris show that was imported from Paris, France. So that was the most meteoric rise to stardom of any person that anybody could remember in history. And this the Lord allowed me to do, to show people that I'm not crazy, that I still have all my faculties about me since I've been saved. As a matter of fact, I still have the same capabilities, only I'm wiser even with them today than I ever was. However, I still remain a Christian and a pastor and a teacher, a preacher, and evangelist. And right now, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to anoint this service. Lord, as you anointed, Father, as you anointed Jesus after he was baptized in the River Jordan by John, you anointed him with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came down in the form of a dove and was upon him. And this is the outward outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's also inward when you have put a task on us to do something for you. Like it would come down outwardly on Samson when he was another great Jew, when he was to minister your judgment on the Philistines. Lord, I ask that you anoint me with that same spirit, Lord, to preach the gospel. You haven't allowed us to, in these last days, to defend ourselves in battle like Samson and others in the Old Testament. But now you have anointed us to preach the gospel. It's the same anointing that you gave Jesus when he went into the temple. And you anointed him to preach the gospel and heal the brokenhearted and to heal those that are sick and afflicted and so on. Lord Jesus said that the words that he spoke were not his own, and that you passed that ministry on to him, and he stated that he passed that ministry on to us, the same ministry if we keep his will. Now, the will of the Father is that the kingdom of heaven be preached on earth, that the kingdom of heaven is here right now, and it's at hand, it's present in the world, and the more souls that are saved, the more of the kingdom of heaven is here, and the less of the people of hell are here on earth. Lord, I pray that you'll anoint that every word that comes out of my mouth will be those that you anoint, will be from you, they'll be your words, because there's no person that can possibly be saved or edified unless the Father draws him by the Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask that the souls can be saved and the church strengthened. I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, your first letter is from where?
From Nigeria.
All right, what do they have to say?
Dear Pastor Amo, you are doing a work benefiting only for saints. Your books and spiritual materials...
Well, it's not only for saints, but it's benefiting the world, the outside world that are lost. I mean, if they believe, it's benefiting them a lot. Amen?
Amen.
Because they get saved. The Bible says that the Word of God, that God's will is that the world, the worldly people, the gamblers, the ramblers, the backbiters, the people that are lost inside the churches and outside the churches, would be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel. And so the gospel is not my gospel, it's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven that the Lord has me preaching in this world today. This is the dispensation of time that the Lord has given me, that he should represent himself in word and in deed in and through me. And he wants that to do the same thing with you. And so let him. All right, now, what else do they say?
Your books and spiritual materials have circulated all over the world and is working miracles in the lives of people. If not for anyone else, what it has done in my life is the testimony which I will live to tell. I listened to your audio messages, which I borrowed from a friend, and I know ever since my life has not been the same. When I learned that I could write and receive such materials, I decided to write. But not only do I have the intention of receiving, but receiving to share them with as many people as possible, mostly sinners like I was. I was living in a sinful life without scruples.
Now, this is a brand new born-again Christian. He says he was a sinner, but all these false prophets say we're all sinners. No, once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes all those sins away and restores you to the same office that he... even a higher office than he did with Adam and Eve, because he now has restored you to where you're a son of God. The Bible says that you have become a son of God, and we are sons, and we're also actual members of the body of Christ, and the Bible tells us that Christ is God's. The Bible is God, and the Bible also tells us that we are members of God's body. We're the bride of God. All right, so then continue on, please.
I was living in a sinful life without scruples until recently I received Christ in my life after digesting your messages. Thank God I am now born again.
Amen.
I would like to work with your materials so as to convert as many souls as possible, and I know God will help me. I would like to receive your message on CDs, Bibles, and literature. Bless them for me so that when I put them into work, God will make it fruitful and draw souls to himself.
God will bless you, and I pray that God will bless you, and he will. In Jesus' name. Then what?
Thanks, and may God be with you forever, Brother Chidi from Nigeria, Africa.
God be with you forever, too, brother. Then what?
Then from India, to Tony Alamo. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that this letter will find you blessing and prospering in the power of God. The Tony Alamo Christian Ministries newsletter is greatly challenging lives and changing them in my nation of India. We have distributed your newsletter in our rural and hill areas. We have acknowledged it through witnesses. The people in the rural and hill areas are changing, and they have developing confidence in God, Jesus, and are starting prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for you and your ministry. May the Lord continue to bless your ministry. Your brother in Christ, Raju from Vijayapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, India.
God bless you too, brother. Then what else?
Then from Liberia. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I am Pastor Blatey from Liberia. I am very much blessed to be a part of your ministry. Your literature has been a very good help to many pastors and many church workers who have never heard the information that you release in your literature. Many pastors need more, and I really need more. It is a blessing to many congregations here in Liberia. I share some on Broad Street in Monrovia. I was in the refugee camp in Ghana. Now I am back at home for the mission that God has given to me. Many here in Liberia say you have a balanced Bible doctrine. Many call you a Bible surveyor. They say your teaching is good, and may the Lord bless you in your ministry. Pastor Blady from Liberia.
Well, God bless you, brother. And Now, Sharon, let's get busy here with how to have God's life living in and through you.
It's obvious that Jesus' intent was to declare, establish, and invite all men, all human beings, to enter the kingdom of God.
Now, it wasn't only was, but it still is to this very day, that the Lord is inviting people to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And these hypocrites and phonies, the people that are have made the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, which is the good news that heaven is here now on earth, living in human bodies. Read that last line again.
It's obvious that Jesus' intent was to declare, establish, and invite all men, all human beings, to enter the kingdom of God.
Right, to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of our Lord and Savior. That's what his intention still is. And and he wills that it be done by the foolishness of preaching the gospel. He calls it, that the world calls it foolishness, but that's God's wisdom. Christ is God's wisdom. So when we preach Christ, we're preaching the wisdom of God unto salvation. Then what?
This is the exact opposite of people who begin being religious because their focus is not on the Lord. It's on religious activity and their preoccupation with religion.
Right. Now, you can say anything that you want about Jesus or God to religious people, but if you say anything about Catholicism, they want to kill you, or to nail you to a cross, or burn you on a cross, or at the stakes, or any other religion like Buddhism. I mean, you're considered by the Antichrist government today a bad guy if you come, if you're preaching the Lord Jesus Christ and do as the Lord does, downplay religion. He said for us to pull down all these powers and principalities of darkness that don't lead people to heaven any more than Walt Disney and all of his caricatures lead people to heaven. They are absolutely void and vacant of the words of God, the words of eternal life. The Vatican is absolutely void of the words of preaching the kingdom of heaven and the gospel, the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. They claim that they are the kingdom of heaven, and they are religion. They have all the ceremonies of religion and the dress of religion and the rituals of religion and all these different signs that they do. This is nothing like that in the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. That's all hogwash. You don't see any of these things being taught by Disney. You don't see any of these things being taught by the Pope, or you don't see them taught by President Bush or any of the other presidents, that they're not preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not the kingdom of heaven when you're firing rockets and missiles and threatening all the different nations of the world to become Democrats. If Mr. Bush was a Christian, he'd be preaching the kingdom of God, telling everybody not to become Democrats, but to become theocrats, amen? People that believe in God, people that uphold the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth and for everyone to be saved. But instead, like him and Mr. Clinton and all the people in the White House, they're not preaching these things at all. They're into all promiscuous sex. They're actually bringing false accusations against the people that are preaching the kingdom of God. They're saying that we are a cult, that Jesus is a cult. They twist the word of God to the point to where you can't recognize anything of it at all. The only way a person can get to receive the kingdom of God is to receive the word of God. Because the Word of God is the actual constitution of the kingdom of heaven. If you want to learn the constitution of the kingdom of God, a lot of people practice studying the Constitution of the United States of America. But already the one world government, which is the Antichrist government, the United Nations, and the Pope and everything say to hell with the U.S. Constitution. And that's what they're trying to say about the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Kingdom of Heaven. But there's no other possible way that you can learn the laws of the Kingdom of God. To learn the actual government of the Kingdom of Heaven, or you will never know the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, or His glory if you don't study the Constitution of the Kingdom of Heaven. It's the Lord's last will and testament. It's His instructions from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelations of how to receive immortality and how to stay on the straight and narrow path. And if you don't read it, if you trust these false prophets that are preaching to you, woe be unto you, because they're preaching the wrong thing. I mean, you know, they talk good, but Hitler talked good too. Marilyn Monroe looked really good too. Tony Curtis stated, he told me, that kissing her in a movie was like kissing Hitler. So, you know, not everything is good as it looks. Amen. In this world?
Yeah.
She wasn't exactly what the people of the world think she was. I can't imagine, you know, Tony Curtis kissing her. I think it was like kissing that whiskered Hitler. Okay, then what? That would be a cold situation. It's like worse. That's the worst kind of homosexuality, which the Lord absolutely does not condone. All homosexuals will spend eternity in the lake of fire unless they convert. Okay, and then what?
Their preoccupation with going to heaven seems as if the message and priority of Jesus was the occupation and reclamation of the human beings here on earth, rather than inventing an escape hatch to heaven for mankind.
You know, now people say, well, just come to church and give tithes, and you'll get into heaven. But, you know, if you read the Bible, and then they say there's nothing that we have to do except to believe in Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. The Word of God in several places say that Jesus is the entire Word of God. So if you if you believe in the entire Word of God, you can be saved. But if you don't, well, then you are lost. You're damned. So the Bible says, in other words, believe on the Word of God and thou shalt be saved. The entire Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. In the first chapter of John, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the 14th verse says, and the Word came to earth as a man. And that man was Jesus Christ. And if you believe in Him, the Word of God, you can be saved. So, I mean, it's so easy. How do you believe on a person's name, unless you know what his name means, and get anything? I mean, you know, to know my name, if you don't know me, if you haven't heard me, if you haven't lived around me, you don't know who I am. And there's all kinds of people that are bringing false accusations against Jesus. Jesus has never lived with them. They haven't lived with Jesus. And you haven't lived with me. And I haven't lived with you. You don't know me from Adam. And you just hear everybody making these decisions based on what Satan's voice is saying. The Bible says that Antichrist, this satanic being, this Antichrist will be given a voice in the last days. And that's the news media. And so if you want to believe what the news media says rather than the Bible says you can judge whether a person be a Christian or not by the things that they say and the things that they do. If you're not helping people, if you're not preaching the kingdom of heaven, then you're not a Christian. Okay? Now, you can preach Catholicism and live sumptuously, as they do, and that's a religion, and it's not of the Lord. Okay, continue on.
Quote, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth," unquote, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. That seems to be a contradiction to the other statements of the Lord, because it's saying that there are promises for us to be able to inherit the earth and not heaven.
Right, but meek in this sense is that if you know the Word of God, you know that the Lord means to be meek before the Lord to do His will. That is to possess the land. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't want you to be a Castor milk toast. He doesn't want you to be like a dog that's been kicked to the curb or in the corner of the house and for him to be whimpering and everything until you beckon him to come and give him a little pat on the head. The Lord's talking about meek. He states that the kingdom of heaven is to be taken by force and violence. That means that we have to really force our way into the kingdom. Now, there's all kinds of people that are trying to stop us from preaching the gospel, but we have to continue preaching the gospel. We have to continue distributing literature. We can't go door to door because there's so many filthy women and men in the world now, and if you go door to door, one of them's going to open the door on you, and they're not going to have any clothes on. And anyone that goes door to door is taking a great risk to be tempted, even though, because, you know, most people don't turn away from evil, as the Lord tells them to. They just gawk at it. So, you know, you're not to do that, but you're to preach the gospel. We put the literature on automobiles. We put it on doorsteps. We put it wherever we can, but we do not knock on doors. Okay, then what else?
Also, the Lord's dominion of earth and its environment was deferred by Jesus as the return of the kingdom of God to earth. Quote, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you."
So he's just saying that the kingdom of God is present before your eyes. Because how could I pray to God to pour rain down on the earth or to stop the rain and for it to happen if the kingdom of heaven were not here on earth? And how could I, as well as Jesus, he said, you will do the same things that I do. He says that even greater things will you do than what I have done because I go to my Father. So we have to realize that Jesus is telling you here that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. And how can you tell? Because I cast out devils. And it's obvious that until now, nobody else has ever done anything like this. And so this means that God and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The works that I do are not my own. It's Christ, my Father in me. And the words I say are not my own. It's the Father in me. Okay, continue on.
That was Matthew chapter.
And that's the way the Lord wants it to be with us. It has to be Jesus. He said, as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. Amen?
Amen.
Now do what I do, and I empower you by my life living in you with my Father by the Spirit. You are given the power to do everything that I've done, and even greater things will I do in and through you, and it'll be you and I doing it together. Then what?
That was Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. In other words, the kingdom of God is here on earth. Heaven will be on earth. So this shows us...
Well, it will be on earth. I'm saying there that the Bible says that it is here on earth. And then all the disciples in the church age happened on the day of Pentecost, where thousands of people were... present, where the spirit of the kingdom of heaven entered into them, and they were on earth. And then they started winning thousands of others, and now up to this day there has been tens of millions, hundreds of millions of souls that have been saved. The kingdom of heaven was in them. And now this is the end of time, and the kingdom of heaven is desirous to be in you so that you can continue bringing forth others into the kingdom by the preaching, allowing the Lord to preach the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here and is at hand. Okay? Then what?
So this shows us that the dominion power shall return. Adam.
Yeah, that it has returned, actually. So it says it will return there in the gospel, but I'm saying that it has returned, okay? Because the Bible says so. Then what? He said it's then obviously the kingdom of heaven is right here with you. Okay, then what?
Adam lost his dominion by disobedience. Jesus came to earth not to bring a religion, but a kingdom, a governing influence of the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven right here on earth.
What religion was that that Paul, Peter, and all the others? Peter was not a pope. He was a disciple, just like the Apostle Paul. He was an apostle. And he was Jewish. He was not Catholic at all. Then what?
There's an opportunity for every human being to regain the things that Adam and Eve lost. That is dominion over earth and all the environments of earth by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us and through us.
And first of all, it's dominion over your own flesh. First of all, you must take power and dominion over yourself. Because if you don't take power and dominion over yourself, then when you look in the mirror, you're looking at Satan. Because Satan has you. And you can see him right in your eyes if you look closely. Don't look too close because you'll jump back. But if this kingdom of heaven is not in you, then Satan is in you. If you don't stay in the Constitution, the Bible, the Constitution of the kingdom of heaven, well, then the Lord will depart from you and you won't even know it until you look in the mirror. And if you're perceptive, you'll see Satan is there with seven more devils, worse than the one that was originally cast out of you. Then what?
When the Holy Spirit, the dominion, and the receiving of the powerful Holy Spirit of God is in us, then we have power and dominion over everything. Thus, the reconnection has happened with heaven and earth.
Right. In other words, heaven has come down, and glory has filled my soul. Amen?
Amen.
Heaven is on earth now, a part of it, and the problem is a lot of people don't realize it, and they don't realize the Constitution. They don't realize what the Lord has provided for them, and so they don't take or possess or claim or have faith that they have even salvation, and that they have power and dominion over evil spirits, that they have power and dominion over their flesh, and they're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. They just go from one place to another. They are lovers of themselves. This, the Bible says, is perilous times when people should be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so they don't hold fast to the gospel. And the Lord, if you want to enter heaven, you must abide in the Lord, in the Constitution. You must read the Constitution every day. And that's the whole Bible. Then what?
This is why the message of God is called the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The message of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, being here on earth, is the most important message delivered to human beings.
And that's the greatest news. You know that we, you know, the kingdom of heaven is not far off. It's right at hand, you know. When I'm talking to you, you're hearing from the kingdom of heaven. Okay? You say, well, you sure got a lot of guts saying things, something like that. Listen, the Bible tells me that, and the Bible tells you that if you read it, all right? The Lord tells us to go out and preach the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. Okay, keep going.
Jesus came to earth to announce and bring about the kingdom of heaven and to establish it in human beings' hearts by doing it through his death and resurrection.
Right, because if you die as he did from your old life, then you'll resurrect from the your spirit will resurrect from the dead, and you'll be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And a partaker and a beneficiary of all the assets, all of the commonwealth. Wealth means wealth, you know, that you're wealthy. You become wealthy all of a sudden. Because healing, you know, costs a lot of money if you go to a doctor, to a hospital. But you have healing already. It's paid for by the stripes that Jesus took. And salvation is yours. And all the power that the Lord said is ours is ours. And then what?
As the Son of God, Jesus was the exact likeness of his Father and represented him in perfection on earth.
And that's what the Lord requires of us. Then what?
To all those who believed in him and followed him, Jesus restored their souls and their spirits and all of their rights to the kingdom of heaven, and gave every human being that received him his powerful Holy Spirit so that they could represent him and the government of heaven on earth. By allowing the Lord to represent himself in and through us is known as our diplomacy, to die and resurrect by the Lord's Spirit in us, so that he in us can be his own diplomacy.
Right. Now, we have to be diplomatic on earth. We just can't say, okay, we're sons of God, so we're going to take over the earth. We have to be diplomats. Now, if you're a diplomat of the kingdom of heaven, you cannot represent the kingdom of heaven in any other way that the king, than what the king tells you to do. Now, if you're a representative from the United States, you can't make up of your own opinion. Yeah, the United States has representatives or ambassadors in every country. You can't, if you're an ambassador, like Stanley Rader, a friend of mine, was the representative or the ambassador from the United States to the Republic of China. And he had to just tell them what the laws of the United States are. And he couldn't come up with a new law or anything like that. He's just a representative of the king or the president here. And any king or in the world or queen, they have ambassadors too in every country. And they have to represent their country by what the laws are. And they have to abide by the laws of the United States as well. Even though, because of the one world government, they don't abide by the laws here. You can't even give them a parking ticket if they park in the middle of the street in New York City. The United Nations calls them immune. These people from other countries come up to even these marshals, U.S. marshals' wives, and start kissing on them and everything. And the marshals can't do anything. And so they told me when I was in prison for the gospel's sake that they don't want to go to the United Nations anymore to be there because they can't defend their own wives. And so, but this is not the way that the Lord's ambassadors represent Christ or the kingdom of God here in this world. We have to be upright. We can't be wild and ungodly and unruly and lawless as the countries are today in this world. We're living in a dangerous world, a world that the United States or the Vatican or the Antichrist government has antagonized so many countries by using the United States troops that we're not safe anymore. Those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're safe because if somebody blows us up, we don't worry about it because we're saved. Because if we continue representing the Lord as diplomats or ambassadors from heaven. But if we start living according to the ways of the world and misrepresent the Lord Jesus Christ, well, then we don't have any protection whatsoever. And the Lord will allow you to be annihilated. You'll be in a car wreck. You'll get some dreaded disease. Something terrible will happen to you. And you can quote me to the Lord. Okay, then what?
Also, you can read Luke chapter 22, verse 29. Because that statement is always used at the appointment of an official representative of a government to other nations. This is the position of an ambassador. This is not a religion designation, but a governmental one, namely the kingdom of heaven here on earth.
Right, God has his own government, and they say that the government and the church are different. Not in the Bible. We are the government. And we are also the church, and we're the body of Christ. The separation between church and state, if there's a separation from church and state, then why does the government, this Antichrist government keep closing down churches and keep imposing taxes on us if there's a separation from church and state. Now, they don't charge the Vatican any money. And, you know, if you've got some kind of dealings with these hypocrites in high places, these evil people, well, then, of course, you get off the hook because they're worldly. But we that are not of this world, we're of the kingdom of heaven, we're represented. Well, they hate us because we tell them what they're doing wrong, that they're sitting and that they're going to wind up in hell if they don't stop. Then what?
God wants to communicate the message of his kingdom throughout the entire earth. He doesn't want to do it through religious people, but he wants to do it through himself, personally representing himself in human beings.
In and through us. Now, if you're a religious person, the only way that you'll ever be able to become an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven is to ask the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit to enter you, and then, and only then, after you leave religion and become saved. Salvation is of the Lord, but religion is of the devil. Because why is it of the devil? Because it causes your soul to go to hell. It's nothing. There's nothing to do with religion in the Bible. Okay, then what?
He lives in human beings by the Holy Spirit. This is his chosen strategy to give his kingdom into others and throughout the world, to get them to be messengers or kingdom people, which are ambassadors from heaven onto earth. The word of heavenly ambassadors must be the word of the government of the kingdom of heaven. That's the way governments on earth work, and that's the way that the government of heaven works.
Right. But the heavenly government is one that is pure and clean and keeps the law. The ungodly diplomats from the one world government, they are swagger around like they're bullfighters or something, and they forget that they're human flesh and that they're going to die and have to stand before the Lord, and then they're going to have to scream their head off in hell and then in the lake of fire. And not only scream their head off, but the reason they're going to be screaming is because it hurts so bad and it's never going to end. And that's when they become conscious of that it's never going to end. It's when they get there. Okay, and then what?
When we say repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, we are representing the government of God the way that the Lord wants it represented.
Yeah, we have to say just what he said. Then go ahead.
So we, in fact, become ambassadors if we do it exactly that way. We must be good ambassadors from the kingdom of heaven, because good ambassadors never ever speak or employ their own personal opinions, but they only speak the official policies of the government that they represent.
Which is heaven. Then what?
In our case, it's the government of the kingdom of heaven. This is a distinct position that the Lord has given us, and it is to be revered. Our own personal opinions or feelings are of no consequence whatsoever. The qualities of an ambassador range from the following. When it comes to the kingdom of heaven, all of God's representatives are appointed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They are not voted into their position at all.
No, nobody voted me as being a leader here on earth. The Lord called me and chose me in a very supernatural way. Okay, then what?
They are appointed by God to represent the kingdom of heaven. When we are appointed by God the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus, we are only to represent the kingdom of heaven's interests, and the kingdom of heaven's interest alone.
Yeah, we're not to be representing any nation of this world. People say, aren't you patriotic? Yes, I am, to my country, heaven. And by my being patriotic to the kingdom of heaven, that makes me patriotic to every nation on earth, because I'm for the Lord's desire to win them to the Lord so that their souls can be saved. We're absolutely harmless. We don't use carnal weapons. We don't hate anyone except Satan. And so Satan has a hold on a lot of people, but that's our job, to preach the kingdom of heaven to them so that they can come to their senses and give their lives not to some earthly government, but to give it to the Lord so that they'll be able to enhance every government of the world. Okay, then what?
If that happens, then we are totally given all the benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven.
Right, if we do what the Lord said, preach the kingdom of heaven, then what?
We were totally covered by the kingdom, and we become the responsibility of the kingdom.
Right, God covers us with his kingdom, and all the benefits, all the things that the Lord has provided for us, and there's a lot of them, are ours. And he covers us or defends us. Okay, then what?
We are totally protected.
Like, for instance, there's a man in government in Los Angeles that wanted to close our church down, and he dropped dead about 3 days ago. And so, you know, they don't get too far, but they get too menacing. The Lord takes him out. He dropped dead because cancer became prominent all over his body, his skin cancer, and it just took him out into eternity. This they called into me today, because we had a big meeting there with them today, and they said, we're not the ones that came against you. It was this one guy, and they mentioned his name, I can't remember, and they said he just dropped dead from cancer of the skin. Okay, then what?
We are totally protected and given defense by the kingdom government. We never become a citizen of the kingdoms of the world to which we have been assigned to represent heaven. We are only able to continue on to the end as the king has stated. This is his idea, not ours. We are thus given access to all of the kingdom of heaven's commonwealth.
Right, so there's, you know, prosperity, healing, defense, resurrection, power over ourselves, power and dominion over the nations, everything. You notice that I do take power and dominion over the nations. I tell them that they must get saved or else. Okay, then what else?
We are given access to all of the kingdom of heaven's commonwealth. In other words, the wealth of the kingdom, because we are assigned by the Lord.
We're given our designation. We're designated to different areas here on earth. Some of us have been designated to the whole world. Okay, then what?
A good ambassador of the kingdom of heaven never speaks of our personal desires or any issue, only the kingdom's official position. And our goal is to influence the entire world, because the Lord told us to, for his kingdom, for our kingdom government. A good ambassador of the kingdom of heaven possesses all these qualities and these characteristics. They are all intertwined in the ministry of the kingdom of heaven, and are perfectly exemplified by Jesus, our chief ambassador, who is the secretary and the king of the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus our Lord. All these things that I've just stated apply also to every citizen of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Lord, because every citizen has been appointed by the Lord or the government of heaven to allow Jesus and to give you the power to represent heaven on earth.
To be ambassadors here, to your household. If he may only have you do that, but you're ambassadors. Then what?
This is why Jesus always admonishes us to not worry about anything concerning our lives, but to focus on the kingdom of heaven. Then everything we need for life and fulfilling our kingdom that the Lord has assigned for us on earth is being provided for us.
Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things will be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Provided for us by the government or the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Here are a few statements referring to the kingdom of heaven.
A few statements of Jesus. Okay, then what?
By King Jesus himself regarding his diplomatic duties and representing his heavenly government on earth. He, in his word, has transmitted to you who have knelt down and stated that you wanted to, you submitted yourself as ambassadors and citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said that, quote, my Father is always working, or is always doing his work at his work to this very day.
Okay, so as I see my Father work, I work also. And so this is the way we're supposed to. He's an ambassador, the first ambassador from the kingdom of God. And so we have to be like him. The ambassadors of heaven don't bring false reports on people. We have some people doing that, and I put them out of the church. George Bonilla, I've had put up with, that sort of thing, and there can't be the kingdom of heaven living among the, there can't be the kingdom of Satan living among the king, people of the kingdom of heaven, so I have to put them out. Then what else?
And, quote, as my Father works, I work also. I, too, am working, unquote, John chapter 5, verse 17. Then again, Jesus gave us all this answer, quote, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does, unquote, John chapter 5, verse 19.
Right. In other words, if the Father's in you, you can see what the Father wants to do. And he tells us, now we go by the Constitution, which is the Bible, but Jesus said when he lives in us, with his Father by the Spirit, he is the Comforter, and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will teach us all things that even the Bible doesn't tell us, because he'll tell us to get out of town fast, you know, or leave Dodge immediately and go over to this place and so on. That's not in the Bible. So the Constitution is to walk by the Spirit, so that you'll know when to go out and when to stay in and so on. Then what?
So this shows that the Father has transferred this work to his Son and has transferred this work to us.
Right, because we also have become sons of God by receiving his Son with the Father by the Spirit in us. And so therefore, if we've laid our life down and let the Son do all the guiding of us, which is the Word of God and also the Holy Spirit, well, then we know that we're sons of God because we keep his commandments. The epistles of John says, we know that we're the sons of God because we keep his commandments. Then what?
Then Jesus said, quote, by myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me, unquote, John chapter 5, verse 30. Another one is, quote, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. Unquote.
In other words, if you eat Jesus' flesh, which is the Word of God, and drink his blood, which is the Holy Spirit, then you shall what?
Will live.
Yes. You will be in the kingdom of heaven. But everyone that doesn't eat his flesh and drink his blood shall not spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven. Then what? And then otherwise, if you don't, the Bible says that all these people left him because of that saying, and that's John 666. 666 is the number of the Antichrist. Okay, and John is the one that tells us of the Antichrist. It states that there are many Antichrists in the world even back then, because the Antichrist is a corporate body of many Antichrist people, and that's what it is. Okay, then what else?
The last scripture was John chapter 6, verse 57. Another scripture, these are to be transferred to us. Quote, I have much to say in judgment of you.
This is Jesus. Okay. Then what?
But he who sent me is reliable, and what I have heard from him I tell the world. Unquote. John chapter 8, verse 26. Another scripture, Jesus also said, quote, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Unquote. John chapter 8, verse 28-29.
So we have to be like Jesus. That means we have to do everything that the Father says. Now, the Father says that you must be born again of the Spirit. He said that through Jesus. Jesus said, all the words that I speak and the things that I do are not my own, but is the Father. So, to be born again, to have God's life living in you, all you have to do is say this prayer to the Lord. And that is, my Lord, say it right now, too, if you want to be a member of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God, if you'd like to be in heaven and not spend eternity in hell and burn forever, as the Word of God says. And if you don't believe the Word of God, well, that's what God really hates, is for people that disbelieve what he says. So all you need to do now, if you want to be saved, is say these words, my Lord and my God, say them to God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away, in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. You say that all that called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and I have called upon you, and I know I'm saved. So I thank you, and I praise you, Lord, for saving my soul. Raise your hands up to the Father and to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this CD or tape. Ask for tape 227, and it's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. Okay?
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, be sure to tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's some more of Rovan. And if you'd like a copy of this record, you can get it at the record store.
Israel, my home, a nation that's